As desired by Shri Shri Mataji, on the eve of Guru Purnima this year, I present my thoughts on the topic COVID-19, Blessing and Curse. Ever since the advent of this universe, there have time and again been such celestial changes, some of which have proved beneficial for shaping our Mother Earth into a beautiful place to live in, while others have taken the shape of upheavals, bringing untold and unseen human sufferings. One such upheavals has been the emergence of a novel coronavirus, now named as COVID-19, which reportedly started in Chinese province of Wuhan in December 2019. But the world at large could come to know of it in Feb or March 2020, when the virus had infected lakhs of people worldwide and has now assumed the shape of worst pandemic of human race. This COVID-19 is a strain of coronavirus. The first coronavirus was found in 1930 in a hen. In 1940, it was found in many other animals. In 1968, it was found in a man who suffered from cold. And now the latest coronavirus, which has been named COVID-19, is the most lethal of all, which as on 4th July 2020 infected about over 1.11 crore humans, claiming 5.28 lakhs deaths world over. In our Bharat, it has infected about 6.50 lakh with over 0.23 lakh deaths. Though in our country, Bharat, the spread had been well under control during the first 2 months of lockdown and better managed by the government as compared to other countries, but the threat of this pandemic still looms large over the world. The main symptoms have reportedly been cold, dry cough, fever, breathlessness, sometimes diarrhea, etc. It is reportedly fatal for persons with some pre-existing serious ailments. Moreover, it is believed to affect easily those with less immunity. But a thorough analysis of the effects of the said virus reveals that its curses far outweigh its blessings. Which are these blessings? Since there is no cure for the infectious caused by the virus, so the only way left with the governments and people have been to check its spread from one to other person by enforcing lockdowns, social distancing norms, wearing of masks and sanitization of hands, goods, surfaces, etc. This has brought back the old Hindu traditions of civility and culture, viz. Washing of hands every now and then, fold the hands for greeting a person instead of shaking hands, attend to one's domestic chores themselves instead of engaging maids, servants, inculcating the notion of family life, respecting each other, helping the needy, etc. The preventive measures taken the world over have helped to reduce the pollution to a great extent, as all the pollution spreading sources are stopped. The intake of junk food and other unhealthy items has been done away with, thus benefiting the health. Emphasis is laid on homemade items, healthy foods and immunity boosters, including yoga and natural products. It has inculcated self-discipline among and brought fear of God in the people. The unnecessary loitering has been stopped and there have been considerable savings in expenditures, as many purposeless expenses have stopped. The crime has reduced, the accidents have reduced, and many unwarranted, unsocial and immoral activities have temporarily disappeared. Now, curses. Despite what are the blessings, this virus has brought unimaginable, unseen and monumental sufferings to human race. It has brought the disaster to the world by infecting millions and millions of people and claiming lakhs of lives. It has created distrust and uncertainty among the nations and people at large. It has snatched the livelihood and jobs of millions and millions. It has brought the world economics tumbling down. It has ushered in the darkest period in the history. It has brought millions and millions to the point of starvation. It has robbed a human being of nature's fresh air by confining this humanity within the four walls of a home. It has created fear psychosis among the humans. It has robbed the human race of the society and social interaction. It has created distances among the relations, even the kith and kin. It has created vested political and economic interests, which is aimed at destroying the other to grab his power. Since it is widely believed that the virus is not a natural one, but created by China in their Wuhan lab for biological war, fair in order to rule the world, and China's activities ever since the spread of pandemic have proved it by his expansionist designs to grab maximum area. This has created enmity between the nations and paved way for new weapon of destruction, that is biological warfare. To sum up, in addition to above curses, the virus is impacting the creativity of children, their education and activities, and changed lifestyles may give rise to such health problems which may have devastating effect on the lives of people. To sum up, this virus has made every arrangement to destroy the humankind from the Mother Earth. Unless and until some remedial measures of safety and effective cure of this virus is not found, developed, which can save human race from biggest ever catastrophe and extinction. Let us pray Shri Shri Swamiji Maharaj to bless us to come out of this pandemic pandemic hale and heartedly. Thank you.